This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he held an excellent meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He stated that both the leaders discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening and strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. The Prime Minister added that they also held an in-depth conversation on major developments in the region. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that this is Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel in 9 years. Earlier, Mr. Modi reached Tel Aviv this afternoon on a two-day visit to Israel. Mr. Modi received a ceremonial welcome upon arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife, Sara Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Modi will address the Israeli Parliament, Knesset, later today.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has arrived in Tel Aviv on two-day state visit to Israel. On airport, he was received by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself. Host of prominent people from all over the Israel were also present at the airport to greet the Prime Minister. Pradhan Mantri's main program in Jerusalem is to address to Israeli Parliament, which is called Knesset. 120 members of Israeli Parliament and entire Israel is very eager to hear Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi in his address to the Parliament. In the evening after the address to Parliament, he is also scheduled to visit a tech exhibition in which top industrial innovations of Israel are to be demonstrated. Dhiraj Kakadia, Akashvani News, Jerusalem.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has held talks with Israeli delegation in New Delhi on the India-Israel Free Trade Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that he had a productive interaction with the Israeli team, reflecting their shared commitment to deepening economic engagement. Mr. Goyal added that it is encouraging to see both sides work closely to unlock new opportunities in trade, innovation and growth, as well as further strengthening valued partnership between the two countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized the government's determination for expanding the capacity of indigenous defence industry for both local production and exports under Atmanirbhar Bharat and the crucial role played by Indian diplomats in realizing the vision. He said this while addressing the trainee officers of the Indian Foreign Service at South Block in New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today recovered a cache of arms and explosives during a cordon and search operation in Kasal Balari area of Mender subdivision in Poonch district. During the operation, the forces recovered one big improvised explosive device, one small IED, two Chinese grenades, one 9mm pistol along with two rounds, 22 rounds of 7.62mm ammunition and one old black bag. In Kanker district of Chhattisgarh, Maoist commander Malesh of the North Buster Division Committee and a member, Ranu Podiam, surrendered before the police today. Superintendent of Police Nikhil Rakhecha said that Malesh laid down arms along with an AK-47 rifle at the Chote Betia camp. He had been active for a long time in Kanker and Narayanpur district. The Ministry of Ayush has invited applications for the Prime Minister's Awards for Yoga 2026, which aims to inspire broader participation, innovation and leadership in the field. Ministry of Ayush informed that the award will be given in two categories, in individuals and institutions. Each awardee will receive trophy, certificate and cash award of 25 lakh rupees. The Ministry of Railways has cautioned pensioners against cyber fraud and urged them to remain vigilant against scammers posing as railway officials. In a statement, the railway said that certain cyber fraudsters are making phone calls, fake phone calls, and sending SMS or WhatsApp messages in the name of railway officials. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand were 85 for 6 in 12.5 overs against Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.